Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Friday. We made it.
Looks like we made it.
You guys. So did anybody see Mike Lindell on Jimmy Kimmel?
Anyone? He was so precious and dear.
He was. He's just the sweetest, nicest man, like with the purest heart. And Jimmy Kimmel is such a jerk.
Oh, my God. He didn't let him get a word in.
No, no. I mean, remember when he was on The Man Show?
Yeah. And remember? he was funny back in those days.
Remember when he wore blackface? Remember?
That, yeah, I do remember that.
Remember when he was like Carl Malone and he would do that? And how, mm-hmm. you remember how liberals were like, oh, well, you're Jimmy Kimmel, so we'll give you a pass for that. But anybody else right. who does that gets canceled. Yeah. And then when Mike Lindell went on his show, it's just like you said, he doesn't get, he's not able to talk. It's just like this crazy phenomenon how that works.
Well, and Jimmy Kimmel keeps asking him questions and then won't let him answer.
Right.
And so he just keeps talking over the answers to the questions. And somehow Mike Lindell, because it was like 20 minutes long, and somehow Mike Lindell never got upset. Even at the end, when they bring out a Mike Lindell impersonator, who, by the way, was amazing, I have to say. But like brings him out, completely just doesn't let him answer or address any of the accusations that Jimmy Kimmel made against him. Mm-hmm. And he's got such a good attitude about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He just takes it all in stride.
Right.
He's so dear.
He is. I mean, it's like, you know what? I'm proud to be endorsing his stuff. I hope people buy so much of his stuff. I'm so glad that guy is successful. He is an American awesome success story. I mean, the guy, he's just a great guy. He's the embodiment of the American dream. And Jimmy Kimmel can suck it.
So seriously. The birds, as you know, my parents came to town. They're here now. And so I got to see them yesterday and they're staying with us. And so they were asking about my pillow. And my dad, I remember growing up with my dad wearing the kind of moccasins that now my pillow has that they're selling. And so, you know, I told him, I was like, oh, I mean, you should let me show you my son's moccasins because they are. You think your moccasins were amazing. You got to see these. And so he tried them on and he was like, wow. I mean, because here I am telling them all about it because they were like, do you really mean what you say about all the MyPillow stuff?
Everybody
and I was like,
always,
you guys, it's really, really true. Everything that we say about the quality of their products is true.
Is he going to get some? Is he going to get some?
The only thing he is such a, you know, the birds. My
He's
parents
tiny.
Are pocket people.
They're tiny people, you guys. They're these
tiny
Polish bird little people.
Like
they're
like pocket people.
She calls them the birds. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so for him, because they're so sturdy and they're really good for indoor, outdoor. For him, they're almost too heavy. Like he needs like slippers that weigh nothing.
Right. Because he's so tiny.
Because he's so teeny tiny.
Right.
But he loved the kitten fur squeezy technology.
Yeah,
he was like, oh my God. And plus they're in Tucson. So for him, he was like, these would be so much warmer than what I need.
they are very warm and they're squeezy. And they're like the real deal. They are legit. Yeah.
Right?
They are legit. Yeah. For real.
And you can get 40% off either their slip-ons or their moccasins right now if you go to mypillow.com or call 800-875-0513 and use code So do it, you guys, because for real, Mike Lindell deserves every last speck of our support.
That's absolutely correct. The guy is awesome. Okay, we have to talk about the hags on The View.
Who do you want to start with?
Because who's ready, you guys?
Let's do you want to talk the hags? Because you know I hate Meghan McCain, but like I have to say nice things about her today. So should we?
We're gonna do it.
Should we do that first, or do you want to do that second?
Let's talk about let's do. You know, usually we talk about the bad first. Let's talk about the nice first, and then we'll go straight into the bad, and then we can end with something. We'll like figure out something nice to say at the end of this broadcast.
Okay,
Let's talk about Meghan McCain. Let's give her some props. Let's do that.
All right. Well, I'll still criticize because I dislike her intensely.
Did she have her hair pulled back all severe?
Not this time. This time she has it sort of. like this, you know, like the
what's like the, it's like this. It looks like you're having a seizure. It's like you're just having like this.
I'm trying to like indicate like not waves exactly, but like okay. not ringlets, but something in between waves and ringlets.
Is it like a kink, a curl? What do we? It's like
A winglet. Right.
Okay, a winglet. She has it's it in a winglet. All right. Okay. All right.
So this was not yesterday. This was the day before yesterday, I believe. It may have even been the day before yesterday.
Right, because we were talking about media bias.
Right. And in this video, and let me just get my my screen sharing set up, she is talking about being, you know, one of the lone voices of conservatism, definitely on The View. But in media in general, which is kind of ridiculous because, you know, she's not the only conservative woman in media. That's a big stretch.
It is.
So at the very beginning of what you're about to hear, you know, she tries to make it about her too much. But then when she makes the point about media bias, it's actually really awesome. So that's what you are about to hear. Let me get it to the right point. All right. Let me just move this a little. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Ready.
This morning, and just bear with me on this. I am the token conservative in media, in mainstream media. I'm the only conservative woman in all of media. And the reason why is there is a token is because the mainstream media only feels like there needs to be one on a show like this. That one person out of five represented means that there's enough conservative media coverage. What I have found interesting working in what I consider liberal media is not the stories that we talk about, but the stories that we don't talk about. There's been a lot of stories, like, for example, we've never once talked about Hunter Biden as a hot topic on this show, whereas Ivanka Trump or Donald Trump Jr. cough in the wrong direction, and it probably would have taken up the first two blocks. So I think it's really interesting. I don't agree with the stories that Fox said. They should obviously do a correction. I think John Roberts is one of the best reporters out there, hands down, across the board. I disagree, like, vociferously with what you said, Sonny. And I also, you know, it's interesting because my husband and I, you know, exist in our whole world is conservative media. He founded and runs one of the most influential and highly trafficked conservative websites on the internet. And the reason why these outlets like this need to exist is because everything else is liberal everywhere else. There's a reason why Fox is killing it in the ratings and laps everyone else. It's because it seems like it's rigged. It's rigged every place else, that you know that people on CNN, you think Jim Acosta isn't an activist. I don't have any trust in people on CNN anymore. So I take such umbrage at this entire concept that liberal media, which runs all of media, all of tech, all of entertainment, all of music, all of culture, all of politics, all three branches of government, I'm supposed to feel bad because there's two things from Fox News that have been inaccurate. I mean, let's go down the list every day of the things that are inaccurate on CNN and MSNBC, and then we can talk about fairness in the media.
Boom.
I mean, like, let's just give credit where credit is due. 99% right. of what she said was completely accurate.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little too much about her, but whatever. I mean, like,
I'm the only conservative woman in mainstream media. Okay. I mean, I would consider Fox to be mainstream media, and a lot of those women are conservative.
Right.
So,
and I mean, I get that she's the only conservative on The View, but like, that's how she should have framed it more specifically.
Yeah. But there are women that are conservative in mainstream media besides
right.
her.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, we're the Chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks.
Anyway, but moving on, The View also just sucks all the you know whats.
Yeah.
So they had a conversation about Tim Scott yesterday, which I thought was very, very interesting.
Yes.
Oh God, when Joy Behar talks, it's like I just She just gives me a migraine, you guys. Like, I had almost gotten rid of it. Like, I got out of my cycle this week. And then, like, her face, she just...
I mean, what's amazing about this is that they're talking about the whole Tim Scott thing. Which, by the way, did you notice that when Tim Scott... You know, there was the Uncle Tim thing that was trending yesterday. Right. And then just a few hours after the whole hullabaloo with that, Kamala Harris was asked, do you think America is a racist country? And she said, no, I don't think America is a racist country. We've got things to work on, blah. So she literally used almost the same language as Tim Scott. And yet no one batted an eye that she said literally the same words. And so there was no Uncle Tamala. You know what I mean? Like, there was no Uncle Tamala hashtag going around. Why not? Because she's on the right side.
Right. She is on the right side. Well, this is what they do all the time, right? They give passes, kind of like we give a pass to Joy Behar for also wearing blackface.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, I don't, but liberals do. They give a pass to her. They give a pass to Jimmy Kimmel. And she's on The View spouting what she thinks, what's what. To Tim Scott, she's explaining to him what
she's race-splaining.
Right. She's race-splaining to him what he should think about racism. You got to be freaking kidding me, dude. Like, you're a white woman.
She's lecturing him about not understanding systemic racism.
Yeah. How about you sit down? Sit down, Joy. Take all the seats.
So should we play her? Are you guys like...
We should play. Let's play her.
Just warning, you know, have Kleenex ready to wipe the blood out of your ears.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Bipartisanship is an obsession with the Republicans right now that Biden is not reaching across the aisle, okay?
He's not.
And yet, when he says, Biden, we're on track to cutting child poverty in half, you look around that chamber and nobody on the Republican side is standing or clapping. Does that mean that they are for child poverty?
Oh,
when
my God.
He says that he wants clean water and Kevin McCarthy is sitting on his hands and not reacting, does Kevin McCarthy like dirty water? Maybe he should, campaign on that. Dirty water for everybody. And then the other thing I have to say is I thought it was brilliant. I thought Biden was incredibly warm and presidential and just great. And to see those two beautiful, intelligent, brilliant women behind him makes me feel like I just felt wonderful. Now, Tim Scott, he does not seem to understand, and a lot of them don't seem to understand, the difference between a racist country and a systemic racism. They don't seem to get the difference. Yes, maybe it's not a racist country. Maybe Americans, the majority, are not racist. But we live in a country with systemic racism. We discussed it this week again already about housing and about education and all of the things that are important to people. And the fact that Tim Scott cannot acknowledge this is appalling. How can you go out there and say that when you just said 2 minutes ago that you were the object and the victim of discrimination? And then he says that this is not a racist country. At least acknowledge that there is systemic racism. That's what I wanted to hear from him. And he didn't say it.
It explains a white woman who lives in a mansion. explains her. I love how she's like, how Republicans sat there and as if they want child poverty. You know, when Biden gets up on a podium and talks about how he's going to cut child poverty in half, what he's going to do is he's going to just hand out a bunch of money from us. And that is a temporary fix. And people with actual brains in their noggins know this. This is just like liberal talking point bullcrap that we've heard before.
And it's not even a temporary fix. It's a non-fix.
Right.
This has been done for how many years have we been fighting the war on poverty?
Oh, my God. Forever. This is what we've been doing. Like, if you have a brain in your head, you know that that's the case. And that is why people were sitting there going, this is the dumbest thing ever. You are promising something that you can't deliver. You're basically taking more money from people and you're just throwing it away. You're setting it on fire. This will not help. You're not getting to the root of the problem. You know, you're not getting to the source of the infection is basically what you're doing. You're just taking more money from people. And Republicans know this. And that is why they sat there, Joy, you moron.
God. And she doesn't even get to. Do you remember Democrats and the sneering and just the not right. standing for like amazing things that Trump was saying?
Yeah.
How dare they? The she disrespect. Doesn't get to play this.
I know. Like, oh my God, it's just terrible. Like, how I know it's unbelievable. The victimhood that they play on the left. It's crazy. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? Remember when Lady Gaga's dogs got kidnapped?
Yes.
So
she was more concerned about the dogs than she was the person. Right.
Yeah. But remember how that? Yeah, because there was like a big reward. And then mm-hmm. the lady called and she was like, I know stuff about the dogs. And then she got the reward. Turns out that lady is the one that got the reward and told everybody where the dogs were. She was partly responsible for the dog napping plan. So they just got her and like three other people got, their charges against them for that.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. The right? plot thickens. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Should I show people the dandelion video?
Yeah, I think people need to see this, because we finally have a love story back in the White House. It's so exciting, you guys.
I am so disgusted by Mediaite right now. Mm-hmm. So Mediaite, I'm just going to... I don't even need to show the whole video, but just the caption of this tweet of a video of Joe Biden and Jill Biden walking out to the helicopter. It says, President Joe Biden stopped to pick a dandelion for wife Dr. Jill Biden in a sweet moment before the pair boarded Marine One on Thursday.
Okay, first of all,
fucking weed, you guys. I'm sorry, but it's a weed. Why are we making this look like it's romance? I cannot deal with this anymore. I can't. I'm sorry for my outburst, but guys, seriously?
I love it when Mock has her outburst. But here's the thing. First of all, we have to look at... hold on, I got to hold it together. So here's the thing. We got to look, first of all, the way that he walks in this video.
Oh my God, yes.
Because if this were Trump, first of all, Trump would never bend over and pick up a weed. Okay. But second of all, he wouldn't be walking like this. And if he were walking like this, the media would be picking up on that. They'd be picking up on the way that he's walking in this video. He's looking like Mr. Higgins. Is it Mr. What was the guy? What was the Tim Conway
Mrs.
skit?
Mrs. Higgins. I don't remember what his name was.
Do you guys remember that skit, that Carol Burnett skit? I know I'm aging myself. Where Mrs. Higgins would Mrs. Higgins walk like that? You guys know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? That's what he looks like. He's shuffling. It's like he can't take long steps or something. I don't know what's going on in this video.
It's a shuffle. It's an old man shuffle. That's
it's
exactly what it is.
An old man shuffle is what's happening here. And it looks...
Mr. Tudball.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Who said that?
Elizabeth, Andy. I see several people saying it. Yes.
Thank
Nancy,
you, guys.
Nancy, Linda. A lot of people are reminding
thank
us.
You
thank
guys
God
so
we're not
much.
The only ones that know who that is.
Thank God for you guys. Happy Friday, Mr. Tudball and Mrs. Higgins. Anyway, so
I
that's,
loved her so much.
Right, me too. So that's what I'm thinking of when I see this video. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. Here it is. There's the wave.
You see? It's like a little bit of a shuffle.
When they pan out, you'll be able to see like how carefully
see, like
he steps.
It's a very, so see, it's sort of a prance. You see the part?
It's a, and there oh he goes. God, oh, look, oh, it's man. A dandelion.
It's a weed. Honey, it's a yellow flower.
I think it might even be the blowing kind. Like, not even the yellow kind, but the blowing kind.
Yeah. Oh,
and she's like, okay, well, I guess I have to take this crap onto the plane now.
And then I'm gonna promptly throw it in the trash. You idiot. And the thing is, he did that. He did that for a photo op. He did that. Everything is for the press. Everything is for show. Everything is phony with these people. He didn't do that because he was like, oh, I'm going to pick this dandelion because I love you so much.
It's such a sweet gesture. Jill. No, it's a weed. You don't pick weeds for your wife.
Dude, you don't pick weeds?
Oh, my God.
That's not what you do.
And they're they're fawning over it. The media is eating it up as if it's like the shining example of romance. I mean, come on.
He has no idea where he is. No idea.
I just, oh my God, I cannot. Also, Dan Crenshaw released a video yesterday with an eye update.
Yeah.
And he seemed to be in very good spirits. And like you could see the affected eye. And he was describing what he can and can't see. So he was basically saying, like, pretend that you're putting on one of those scuba masks and then like line it with Vaseline. So he was basically saying it's not good right now. Like he's hopeful that he's going to get to see more and he's already working. Like he's, you know, he can do things.
Of course he is.
Cause he's a badass.
Right.
But it, you know, it was just nice to see his face after gone through that.
God, could you imagine like that? Just the description of that makes me very, I feel anxiety.
Right.
Description of having like listen, I don't even want a scuba mask on my face.
Yeah.
But then a scuba mask with Vaseline on it, I just go, oh God, I just think that sounds, I mean, he is a badass. The fact that he's still working and doing the things and he's engaged and he really is. That guy is remarkable. So, you know.
That's a dude that does not quit.
Right. Prayers go out to him. So if you think you're having a bad day. there's your inspirational dude to kind of make you go, well, I probably should get up out of bed and go do something.
Right? Yeah. When you think that you're like having a bad day.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Just think it.
Remember.
Yeah.
Get yourself out of bed.
He's still doing the things.
Why won't Vice President Kamala Harris actually visit the border and see the crisis for herself? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll tell you what I saw firsthand in Tijuana. I'll also be joined by war correspondent Michael Yon, who is reporting on migrants from the jungles of Panama. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Justin Bieber is being accused of cultural appropriation because he has dreadlocks.
Okay. Well, we've been through this before, right? You can't have dreadlocks. If a white person can't have dreadlocks, then a black person can't dye their hair blonde, right?
I don't know why this is. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if those are the rules, then we need to start setting forth the rules. And Beyonce should never have blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Right? These are the rules. I mean, we need to start setting other rules.
I mean,
if people are just going to start arbitrarily setting rules, then these are the rules.
Yeah. Or, and just hear me out. Oh, everybody can do whatever the hell they want with their hair.
Oh,
how about that?
Oh, really? That seems like, really? In a free America? No.
I mean, I know it's a reach.
I mean,
I know it's big girl brains, but.
That sounds crazy with your big girl brains. Don't get crazy.
I know. I'm just
getting crazy on me, Ma. Woo. Crazy.
Also, are you seeing the spat that's happening between Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio right now? Because New York Times did a big hit piece on Cuomo saying everything that we thought about the nursing home numbers is way worse than we even already thought.
God, that guy.
Yeah.
It's like he didn't just fall from grace. He took a nosedive and like just stumbled. And then he's still tumbling. Like he's still going.
He's like one of those models that falls for like 7 years before they actually fall.
Yes.
Yeah. He's tumbling.
He's still going. Like, and his face is bloody. And there's limbs. Like it's bad. It's so bad, you guys.
Wow. Well, so anyway, apparently Mayor de Blasio announced the other day that he wants to have New York City fully open by July 1st. And so Cuomo was asked about that in a presser, and he basically made fun of de Blasio for picking an arbitrary date to have things open when he doesn't know what's going to happen in May, what's going to happen in June. So he was like, I want it open in Monday. I want to open it on Tuesday. I want to open on Wednesday. Buffalo open on Thursday. And then he was like, no, this is a state issue, and we're, you know, doing this methodically and by the data. And so de Blasio, who I hate, right?
Yeah,
I cannot stand him.
Right.
His response was from the press secretary, serial sexual assaulter says what?
Oh, dang.
Oh, it's, oh I love God. When they fight. I love so when they fight so much.
So now they have to, it's going to be fun to watch this back and forth. Oh,
they hate
dang.
Each other so much.
Oh,
and it
my
cracks
gosh.
Me up. So anyway, I just thought that was hilarious because I hate both of them. And so when two just awful people
that
fight,
you hate, I know. Two people that you hate start fighting. You're just like, ha, this is fun. Let's get some popcorn.
Right? You root for both of them because you want them to keep going. Right. Just say all the terrible
things. Until they just beat the living crap out of each other. That's where you want to see it. Right.
I just love that so much. I think that's all I have. Oh, no, I have one more thing.
One more thing, you guys. One more thing.
So I don't know if you guys heard that MAGA rallies are starting back up in May. Trump is planning on hosting MAGA rallies. I don't know exactly where the...
I also heard that he wants to run again and he... And
well, that, he I was wants, just going to say that, but...
Yeah, he wants DeSantis as his running mate.
Well, this is... Okay, so hang on. Because so the first announcement was he's going to have these rallies, but that he's not officially going to release his decision about running until after the midterms. But you can already tell he's going to be teasing it until people are fed up with it, right? Like, right, so he will not stop talking about it. I don't actually think this is a good thing. And so I know people will disagree with me about this, but I think the rallies should be about other people, not Donald Trump.
I do too.
And I know what he's going to do. He's going to get everybody riled up and they'll be excited and he'll be like, hey, who wants me to run again? And everybody will be like, woo! And that's how it'll go.
I know.
When really he should be getting DeSantis on stage and saying, this is who you guys need to get your support behind.
I'm right there with you. I'm 100% okay, with you. I think it should be DeSantis.
Oh, totally.
I think it should be DeSantis and like get like a Tim Scott or,
yes,
or like
DeSantis
some really,
Scott.
Or some strong woman. I mean, because he did said, you know, he's kind of up and coming. Somebody like, I don't know. I just really think it should be. I do know. I think it should really be DeSantis at this point.
Well, and so for Trump figure. To be saying that, for him to be saying, oh, yeah, I'll totally consider DeSantis as a running mate.
I know. I'm just like, oh, my God, what are we doing? No. Like, there needs to be some cohesiveness here. Like, people need to be talking in the party. They need to start getting their shit together.
Yeah.
And he needs to be in those discussions. This is the problem is we're so fragmented as a party. And he's fragmented from them. And so many people don't like him. And that's a problem. But DeSantis and him, I think, get along pretty well.
Totally. They do.
So it's one of those deals where I just wish that he would be like, all right, you should run and I will help you. And this is what we're going to do. And then I will be like your conciliary, you know?
right. April, thank you very much. April sent a super sticker and said, I heard and I cannot friggin' wait. I pray to God he runs again. I know he's going to run. I disagree. I think DeSantis brings exactly the same kind of fire and fight without the freaking scandals, without the drama.
Without the
and
drama.
I need that, you guys. I need drama-free presidencies.
Right. Well, I think there's still going to be some drama because if there's a Republican in office, there's still going to be drama just because we're fighting a horrible media that's against us. But I think with DeSantis, it'll just be less Trumpy, you know?
Yeah.
And we won't have the baggage from what we had, you know, in the previous administration. However, I think that if he had Trump helping him and he had him as sort of like a, you know, an earpiece or whatever, or just as a help, he would help in some way. Maybe he'd help the administration in some way. I think that would be awesome.
Have the rallies, man. Do the rallies. The rallies are amazing.
And just,
fight for the party, but don't make it about you.
Don't make it about you. Yeah, I think that he could really be a force. And then, you know, do something media-wise. Like, get these people back where they live. Get them from a media perspective. I was really hoping that he'd do that.
Yeah.
You know, start a media conglomerate. Do something where you really get these people where they hurt. And that is culturally. That is from a media perspective. That's where we really need to hit these people.
Yeah.
Because politically, they're already gaining so much ground because of all of those things. It's like, we already tried this Trump presidency thing. I just think it would be a mistake to go back and do the same thing over again.
Totally agree.
Do something different with your power, dude. Like,
thank you, know, you Andrea. Andrea says Candace Owens 2024.
She'd be great. She'd be great
I
vice president.
I think she
Why
would
not?
Be great with Ron DeSantis.
Right.
Another great possibility for Ron DeSantis' running mate.
Right. I just think Ron DeSantis is the guy.
I am so completely head over heels in love with that idea. Mm-hmm. April Hemhauser says, it doesn't matter who runs. The left is going to sabotage it somehow. I think Trump Scott would be a force. I think we're like literally shooting ourselves in the foot if we try to run Trump again. I think that's a terrible, terrible idea.
I think so too,
as much as I loved him, listen, we loved him. We loved his presidency. It was just fraught with a lot of scandal that was very much self-inflicted in many ways.
We need somebody who is fresh and new with Trump as a supporter.
Yeah, that's and with that same fight. And Ron DeSantis has that fight in spades. I mean, he has got it.
It's like he's just the perfect candidate. Candidate right now. And if he has Trump support, oh my God. Like that is like, it's like on a platter, you guys. It's on a platter. So
there's a whole bunch of people that are like, I'm never listening to you again. You've lost me because of this. All right. Whatever. That's I'm sorry we have an opinion that's different than you. You leftist weirdo. When you say stuff like that, when you can't just disagree with us without running away in a tantrum, you are acting like the left. Okay. Right. Just stop it. Check yourselves.
Right, right.
Because you guys are welcome to support Trump. You two are terrible. Get a job. I mean, seriously, Christopher?
I have a job.
This is our job. Hello?
I have a job, but thanks. Yeah, I have two jobs. Yeah, you're welcome. God.
Trump is amazing, and he is so important in the next election. I just want him to back people and get people excited about the new people coming around. I mean, this is a big deal.
And I was so excited about him doing media stuff. So excited about it. I really wish that he would do something like that because I think that he would be so great at that, you know? And we need it. I mean, you and I are in the media business. Like we did radio. It's like, we need more conservative voices in the media that have the money and the backing and the power to do that kind of, listen, there are some people who are trying that, but that guy has got the oomph and the power and the money behind him. We really need somebody like that to like go in and start, I don't know, something that would fight back to like the CNNs and the MSNBCs. It's like we talked earlier in this broadcast. There's Fox. That's it.
Yeah. Well, there's OAN. There's Newsmax. Sure. Don't forget them.
All right. There's those. But I mean, there are not like massive ones to combat the most people watch the CNNs, the MSNBCs, the ABCs, the NBCs. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, there are smaller ones that are trying to combat that. But when you talk about the big ones, you know, it would be really nice if he started something new to start combating some of these larger ones. I would love
that. I mean, and it takes somebody with his kind of clout and money. Right. To do it. I mean, that's just no question about that.
Exactly. That's what I was really excited about. I thought maybe that's what because he kind of hinted at that. And so I thought, well, maybe that's what he's going to do. That'd be so great. And so I don't know. I'm a little disappointed.
Unfortunately, there's just a lot of Trump idolatry still. There are people that think that he is like bigger than life, and you can't hang all of your hopes on one person, especially when that person was so deeply flawed that now we're in the most divided country ever. And again, I am a Trump supporter. You know what I mean? Like I voted for him. I voted for him twice. I was happy with my choice. But the way that his presidency ended was just fraught with controversy. Why do we want to do that to ourselves again? I just will never understand why we would want to put ourselves in that situation again. I mean, I'm not trashing him, Mark. Good Lord, you people are out of control, some of you. I mean, this is not trashing to say that I prefer a different candidate. Calm down.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, what I think we're saying is we want a new candidate with his support. That's what we want.
Yes. His support is critical.
Exactly. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying that. The fact that people are so freaking upset about that is a little disturbing.
Well, and it just shows how people have latched onto Trump, the personality, which is really dangerous. He's one guy who's 78 years old, you guys. Mm-hmm. So why are we saying, oh, yeah, for sure, in 3 years, we want to run him again? Come on. And we have to have more in our party than just one man.
Right. And focus on policy, you guys, not so much about, you know, I just think policy is a really important thing to focus on.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So, all right. Yeah. I know you got to go because it's
you're probably late. I got to take a kid to school. I'm really late. So you guys bring it in.
Bring it in.
Bring it in. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
House Republicans stay tough on Iran, and President Biden reacts to the Chauvin verdict by declaring all of us racist. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll get you caught up on the news and give you some laughs, too. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.